Mexico's very tight presidential election is less than 3 weeks away. Polls show Felipe Calderón on the right and Andrés Manuel López Obrador on the left about tied. And with all you hear about Mexicans crossing the border to get here, here is something we are exporting there. Mudslinging media politics. Political writers say the tone of the campaign has suffered a lot from Americanization. But, reports NPR's Lourdes García Navarro, it appears to be working.
Muchas gracias a todos ustedes por su presencia. Gracias.
At the headquarters of the Federal Electoral Institute in Mexico City, the clapping was as polite as the civility accord signed this week. Mexico's political parties agreed to respect the results of the July 2nd presidential election and stop the negative campaigning ahead of the vote. Of course, once the heads of the two main parties from the left and the right took to the stage at the event, they couldn't help sniping at one another.
Tiene la palabra el licenciado Manuel Espino.
The head of Felipe Calderón's party from the right said that the country should avoid falling into demagogic populism.
Tiene la palabra el licenciado Leonel Cota.
The head of Andrés Manuel López Obrador's left-leaning party then countered that the populism of the right is the problem. Welcome to Mexico's 2006 election, where the fight is down and dirty to become Mexico's next leader.
¿Cómo pagó López Obrador por él? Se endeudó. Las pensiones, se endeudó.
The Calderón campaign has bombarded the public with ads like these.
López Obrador, un peligro para México.
The central slogan is López Obrador, a danger to Mexico. The Federal Electoral Institute twice had to step in to ban the ads, but the aggressive tactics gave Calderón an initial bump in the polls.
Tiene una empresa que le trabaja al gobierno, que ha recibido contratos precisamente de la Secretaría, o mejor dicho, del sector energético cuando...
At the tail end of last week's debate, López Obrador, for his part, or AMLO as he's known here, went after his rival's carefully cultivated honest image, accusing Calderón of giving his brother-in-law favorable contracts while he was in office. That brother-in-law is now suing López Obrador for defamation. The most recent poll now shows AMLO with a slight lead. Every day brings new attacks and counterattacks, some more serious than others. The tenor of the campaign has caused watchdog groups here to proclaim their worry, but the party planners don't see any reason to stop a winning strategy. At the headquarters of the Calderón campaign, activists are in a whirl of activity. Every morning in the so-called war room, the campaign advisors meet to decide their plan of attack for the day. Juan Camilo Mauriño is the deputy campaign coordinator. He says that Calderón has come up from behind because he's been able to get his message out while letting voters know what he says are the failings of his rival. The election looks like it may be very, very close. And says Mauriño, their campaign is going to fight to the end, setting up the specter of a Florida-style recount battle.
Well, in any case, in a democracy, you win or lose by one vote. And even if we win by one vote, we'll defend that victory and Felipe will be president.
Mexico was run for 71 years by one party, and the next president was hand-picked by the sitting one. While some people here worry about all the negative campaigning that's going on, others see it as a sign of a burgeoning freedom here. Eduardo García runs an analysis website called Sentido Común.
I think it shows that Mexico is becoming a real democratic country. It might not be the ideal way of political parties of showing competition amongst themselves, but it's part of it. And it's not a threat to its democracy, on the contrary, it's a strong sign of democratic evolution.
García says politics in Mexico is now really exciting. Perhaps, if you like your sports bloody. Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.